Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast. I'm Ian Welsh, and I'm with Simon Usher, CEO of Bonsucro, and we're at the Sustainable Sugarcane How Companies Can Deliver conference that Innovation Forum and Bonsucro have been collaborating on. Welcome, Simon.
Thank you very much.
It's been a long week for you. You've had Bonsucro Week and then our conference afterwards. What's been your overall impression over the past couple of days and Bonsucro Week in totality?
Well, I always love Bonsucro Week. Bonsucro Week brings together the whole of the supply chain and, in fact, also not just the supply chain, but also civil society and all the change actors that we get involved with in change. And it's always fascinating, the conversation, when you bring passionate people from different perspectives together. And it's almost unique, in fact, in the sugarcane industry to have that kind of open debate between different parts of the value chain in a trusted space. So it's been a great week. Lots of fantastic examples of what's working, and some honest and frank debates about what isn't. So it's been a great week.
The honest and frank debate thing is very important, isn't it? I mean, you think things aren't going to be solved if we don't debate them frankly.
I think more to the point there that if you want change to happen, you have to trust. In fact, trust is probably one of the biggest barriers to change happening. And often we find ourselves in a space where, you know, producers find themselves being attacked and don't feel that they can be honest about things there. And it takes a lot to build that trust. The great thing about this week is that we have shown ourselves to have a brand that is trusted to be able to be a space where you can come and talk about, not just showcase what the great stuff that you're doing, but also to have a really honest conversation about what isn't going so well and share it with a load of people who may well be able to help you think through how to solve it.
Yeah, talking about the difficult stuff, I guess, is so important. You said earlier that the industry here needs to stop talking about sugar. What did you mean by that?
Okay. I think it really goes back to the fact that, particularly in the West, particularly in the UK and in Europe and North America, we see this crop sugarcane not as a crop sugarcane. We have no sight of it at all. All we see is this traded commodity, it's sugar, and to obsess about sugar. And in the West, the debate about sugar is a health debate. What we don't see is, in fact, that this crop is, in fact, an amazing crop. Its ability to be able to support rural communities, in fact, even in rural livelihoods and in use for biofuels, biomaterials, rural electrification, decent work, a lot of agendas that are happening in the development space, yet all we talk about is this crop that's got a really negative perception in the West. And I think that's the shift away from us being seen about the traded commodity sugar and into the agricultural space and the agricultural commodity sugarcane, which is a huge development opportunity.
So, yes, sugarcane really is a kind of development tool, perhaps. So, if that's the case, what should the sugarcane industry do more of to bring the benefits of this development agenda to the entire value chain?
Well, a lot of what we talked about this week is actually about collaboration. And at the moment, the industry sees itself as being separate sectors through it. And you've got farmer communities, you've got miller communities, you've got traders, you've got buyers, you've got a whole load in the supply chain. And they commercially are linked through. Well, actually, they all have the same agenda. You know, every single one in that supply chain needs to have strong, successful, professional, responsible, resilient producers. That is the agenda we all have, and we need to collaborate for that outcome.
And certainly, we just done a wrap-up session, and we had a poll as to what was the key thing that everyone wanted to take away from this event, and the collaboration did win by fairly popular acclaim. We talked about what we've had this week here at Bonsucro Week and at the Sustainable Sugarcane Conference. What are going to be Bonsucro's big areas of focus for 2017?
That's quite a difficult one because we have so many areas of focus, but we are reprioritizing seeing the world in three. So we see our world, and it's not rocket science, where our primary focus is on producers and in supporting the production side of it, so farmers and millers, and really supporting those producer communities to come up with their own plans. So to see us as a safe space to use our standard, as in fact it was created by industry in the first place anyway, as a production standard, which it genuinely is. So to embrace the standard and Bonsucro as being the space to be able to work out what their plans are for change. So that is really our primary focus and building that. And we've got some great plans going forward around engaging producers in that space. The second one is to build up what we call change enablers. So the people who actually support the producers to change. And that's where we see the biggest capacity constraints. There's no shortage of great examples of where it is working, except for the fact that it's not at scale. And we need to build the capacity. As somebody said in this conference, the challenge isn't technical. You know, yes, it's complex, but it's not technical. It's social. and we need social change agents, and we need to support anybody who's got a remit for change around there. And the third area of focus is bias. And, you know, we've got some great examples of leaders. We've got some great examples where they've done a lot of work around their sugar and their sweetener sourcing, as well as the ethanol side and molasses and all the other products that go through to sugarcane. So some great examples of leaders around that. But we're really missing the rest of the cadre of enthusiastic followers. And it's not that we need things to be reinvented, but it can't just be a few. This has to get to the point where it's not just a few that are leading the way or a premium-based niche certification perspective or anything like that. This has to become the normal. So that's the third area of focus, is how we make this work so that it's really simple for mass buyers to get involved in supporting change.
Just in closing, let's come back to the question for the conference, you know, sustainable sugarcane, how can companies deliver? What one thing do you want to see more of next year that you think will help companies deliver sustainability in the sugar supply chain?
I think stop talking about it, get on with it.
That's a good point to finish on. Simon Usher from Bonsor School, thank you very much.
Thank you.